What is it that they say about the best laid plans of mice and men? The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. The statement reminds us of all the times we've expended great energy on a plan. In our eyes, every detail has been thought through and anticipated. But suddenly, something we never dreamed of ruins the whole thing. Our best laid plans have gone astray. The reason this happens is because we're human. We don't know the future, and we don't have all the wisdom to make perfect decisions. So, we go with plan B. Is that what happened when Jesus came to earth? Was the cross God's plan B? Paul was adamant that the cross was not plan B. In Acts, Luke wrote about Paul's preaching. He recorded, "Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, 'This Jesus, whom I preach to you, is the Christ.'" As Paul explained the ministry of Jesus, he said that Christ had to suffer and rise again. This assures us that Jesus' crucifixion is not God's plan B. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he repeatedly told his disciples that he must be rejected, he must be crucified, and he must be raised from the dead. This is God's one and only plan for man's salvation. While the plans of mice and men often go astray, the plans of a sovereign God never do. Our sovereign God spoke the universe into existence, and he rules over it all now, working out the plan he had determined from before he created anything. His sovereign plan encompasses all those who will repent and believe the gospel message. Does it include you? It can, if you'll turn to Jesus. Will you do that today?